Don't worry, because I'm kinder to you than yourself. And I'll do a lot of good for you. Don't worry. And suddenly, a rule should be declared over her, because we're talking to the handmaiden, right? So we'll tell the handmaiden that there are two kind of promises. Promise is not something that, when it's given to you, it will happen. There are two kind of promises. Promises of a Hakim like this, which could give you a lot, and there are the fake promises. Because remember, the best way to trap you, the best bait I could use to trap you, is a promise. And you love the promise, don't you? There are two different kind of promise. Now today we are going to hear about the kind of promise that Rumi is giving to you, right? That's what it was. He said, the promises and suiting words of the Hakim I prefer, physician is not, because physician comes from the physique and physical existence of the body. And here we talk about the Hakim. You know what means Hakim? Hakim is fa'il. Fa'il, the verb itself, is hakamat. Hikmat is one of the names of special terms of this knowledge. And the guy who has the hikmat, he will be Hakim. So he is more psychiatrist than a physician. How could you say Hakim? He will explain it to you. Anyhow, these promises should, for the moment, actually soothe your intelligence. Wait, of course, huh? Shaman is too old, and shaman doesn't carry necessarily the positive value in Hakim, because shaman could be negative.
Wise
but Hakim cannot. Wise man.
Sage.
Wisdom, sage. Sage is a better word. Anyhow, the promises of this sage will suit in the intelligence, and we know that there are two different promises. بعد از آن برخواست و از شاه کرد شاه را زم شمی آگاه کرد. This is interesting that after all that, this wise man will stand up and will not explain it to the king. He will just let the king know a little bit of this. This is the attitude of this Hakim. And we know that Rumi actually is this Hakim for us. So this is his attitude. He says, I'm not going to explain the sickness to you. I just let you know that there is something missing. Who is volunteer today? No volunteers? Oh my God. There should be a lot
right there.
I should see all the hands risen except one or two and choose from that two.
The gentleman in the back.
That's how it should happen. Yes. The one who doesn't volunteer should volunteer. You read it.
The saint, having discovered the cause of the illness, laid it before the king. Then he arose and went to see the king and acquainted him with a portion of that matter. The best plan, said he, is that we should bring the man here for the sake of curing this malady. Summon the goldsmith from that far country. Beguile him with gold and rules of honor.
That's simple. You see how simple it was, and it made it one paragraph. What was important in here? The plan was not important, because when we later We hear this story so you will know what will happen to this guy. So you could eliminate that part of the plan. So the remaining will be that simple sentence that, remember, I'm not going to explain it to you. I'm not going to explain the source of sadness in you. You know why? It's a very sad story. We are looking for happiness. So you know a little bit of that. You should only know that this goldsmith is not a very good guy, because he doesn't have any relationship. He doesn't affiliate. He doesn't want to become we. He even breaks from affiliation with his family, his wife, and the children, if the money is good. So this is a hand to hire. This is not someone to love. Isn't that what the social values are? Social beliefs and social values are something to hire, to use, but not to believe 100%, and not to love, because whatever is not the best. There is always tomorrow, and improvement is in the way. The path is improvement. The life is a matter of changes. So conservatism, out. Right? Next sentence, please.
Father King sent messengers to Samarkand to fetch the goldsmith. The king sent thither one or two messengers, clever men and competent and very just. To Samarkand came the two messengers for the goldsmith, debonair and wanton, saying, O fine master, perfect in knowledge, thou whose quality is famous in all the lands. Lo, such and such a king hath chosen thee for thy skill in the goldsmith's craft, because thou art eminent. Look now, receive this robe of honor and gold and silver. When thou comest, thou wilt be a favorite and boon companion. The man saw much wealth and the many robes he was beguiled. He parted from his town and children.
Okay, now we know the goldsmith. Do you see it in yourself? Because you have a handmaiden inside, right? It's here. And this handmaiden loves the goldsmith. First of all, we realize that the king we are talking about and this goldsmith, they don't live in the same country. And the goldsmith does not know our king, because it was one of the subjects of this king. He didn't need to send a couple of very wise people. You send a soldier, go and bring it to me. He cannot do that. He sends some clever people. And those clever people, they didn't lie, did they? But somehow, they put the goldsmith on a pedestal, because that's what the goldsmith is. Right? Here, pay attention that the goldsmith is an outsider. Your intelligence is in love with an outsider, which is out there in Samarkand, which is not your country. This guy, if the payment is good, he will come, because he's for hire. There are some words that Rumi used here that you should know. First of all, he said that the king sent to him one or two messengers, very good one, fantastic one, and the just one. They came in Samarkand as an amir. Amir, you should know. Amir means the guy who is in command. commander,